You did add Doug Legowski over the past week. What does he bring to the table? And I saw him get first team reps near the end there. And how much does he play a part into that discussion with, along with Colin Brockville, left guard job?
Well, you know, we've had a couple of injuries, you know, and Sam moved back outside a little bit, and I liked the job that he was doing inside, and then we became short inside, and I became concerned, so I wanted to bring another player in. Fortunately for us, that Doug was out there. We were able to bring him in and work him out, watched a lot of tape on him, did a lot of background. And I think he adds to the mix. I think that, you know, today we wanted to throw him in there. You know, he's a guy that's been in this league for 5 years. So we threw him out there to see what he can do. And, you know, I think he's a pretty good swing player. You know, he's shown that before, you know, to play guard and center. And he'll compete for one of those positions. And, again, right now we really don't have, just like at quarterback, we're having that competition at left guard. Colin's in there, Doug's in there, and, you know, I think we'll probably, you know, we might put some other players in there.
Coach, how much further along do you find the defense is in the offense at this point in minicamp? How much further along are you finding the defense is to the offense and how they're grasping your playbook?
Well, I think both sides of the ball are grasping the playbook well. It's very difficult to go out there when you don't have a lot of DNA. And sometimes you have a play, and it's a great play against a certain defense, just like you will in a game. And we're just trying to make sure that, you know, our players are comfortable with the system, what we're running and what we're doing. I wouldn't say either side. One is further along than the other. Mostly, the defense will tend to be a little bit further along. I was very pleased with the way the defensive backs, especially today. I thought this was the best that they've communicated. You know, since we've been together, which is a great feeling for myself because it's a feeling of comfortness that they're getting comfortable with our scheme. But I think now that you know, now the quarterbacks are getting a chance to work with the receivers. We're putting a lot in there, and then the timing will come into play, and I think that'll help us offensively.
So did you hear the Patriots side and Tebow?
I did hear that. No, I did. I really did. You know who told me? My son told me that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I guess it was out last night.
Fascinated by that?
No, I don't think anything fascinates me in this profession. I'm one of those guys that, you know, have been kicked around a lot, so I've always appreciated the fact when someone has an opportunity, you know, to make a team and to go play, whether it's, you know, Tim Tebow, whether it's Tavares Jackson, whoever it may be in this league. I think that one of the things for me from a personal story is that, you know, you want that opportunity. You know, this way when you know, if the time comes when it's time to walk away or, you know, things don't work out well, at least when you look back, you've had an opportunity. And I'm fortunate for anyone that plays this game to get an opportunity.
In your experience in developing quarterbacks, and you started off by saying back last month that EJ isn't the most polished guy yet.
Right.
How far has he come and how far does EJ still have to go, you know, over these next two, three months?
Well, I think in all of the quarterbacks, including Kevin, who's a veteran, you know, you never start where you left off. So even for the better quarterbacks that I've been around, we always start off from the beginning. We always start off with growing the foundation. Now, with those quarterbacks with experience that have played well, it goes along quicker. So with EJ, we just want to make sure that we're taking it in a natural progression. You know, he's not seeing the same type of things that Kevin's seeing out there right now. And we're just working ahead and building him up, and you'll see his reps increase as we get ready for training camp.
So, Coach, does your decision on Jackson give either of the other two guys a chance to separate themselves faster?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was trying to communicate earlier when I spoke about that. I don't know necessarily if it's going to be faster. We'll just have as more information on the two.
Your impressions of Manny Lawson, was that the first time he was out there on the field with the team?
Who's that?
Manny Lawson.
No, that's not the first time. You know, he was at a couple of OTAs, and then he had to take care of some personal issues. So we've seen him before. We've seen him practice before.
What are your impressions of what he's going to be adding to the team?
Well, I think, you know, it's early yet. You know, I'm excited about some of his skill sets. I think I'm excited about the way he can fit into this defense. But there's a lot of competition on that side. You know, there's a lot of different packages, a lot of different things that we're doing. But I'm excited that he's here, and I'm excited that he's working. And I'm excited things worked out well for him. So he's passed the things that were going on, which he did the right thing. And I'm really looking forward to him playing well for us.
Any level of disappointment that Jairus is not here? I mean, not that he needed to, but the fact that that situation is not resolved.
You know, honestly, the way I've always looked at it is that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you have rights, you know, and he has a right not to be here, and I respect him for that. So for me, I'm not going to worry about things that are out of my control, and I'm really going to concentrate on the players that are here. And, you know, Jairus is a player that, you know, I have great admiration for and have watched him obviously on tape, but I've never met him. So, you know, I look forward to meeting him in the future.